Now, a partially sighted former Royal Navy commander and prize-winning public speaker says blindness should not stop a person starting a new career. And we have with us the man behind those words, Ian Upton. Ian, thank you for joining us.
You're very welcome. I'm delighted to take part in this interview.
So, Ian, tell me first of all then a little bit about your career in the Navy.
Well, certainly. I joined the Navy in 1980. As a 17-year-old, just from A-levels, and I had not very much confidence, but just enough to be selected as a naval officer. And from 1980 through until now, the Navy have looked after me so well. They've given me confidence, they've given me abilities and skills that I didn't have, and towards the end, they've helped me transition from being a fit and able man to the person I am now. Severely sight impaired, with a speech impediment, and a range of other medical issues.
So when you came out of the Navy, what was kind of waiting for you?
Well, let me be slightly pedantic here. The Navy haven't yet discharged me. I had my final medical board yesterday, and I'll be discharged in a couple of months' time. But, and that's what I said, they've been so helpful in giving me time to transition. And what's waiting for me? Well, I had a plan when I was fit and learning to love public speaking. I had a plan to set up my own business, to teach people how to speak in public, and to deliver inspirational speeches. That plan got shot down in flames when my illness took over. And it's only in the last couple of years that I've resurrected that plan and decided this could go for it anyway. So I set up my own business in communication.
Did you receive some help from Blind Veterans UK?
I did. I certainly did. They, on a number of different sort of issues. One of them, probably the most important, is coming to terms with the emotional upheaval of losing 80% of your eyesight and the other mental issues I have. And, you know, sometimes in the military, they don't face up to emotions quite as much as they should. And this hit me hard, so I've had to face this difficulty and learn to cope with my emotions. And Blind Veterans have helped me and given me support to do that. And I'm grateful again to Blind Veterans for just helping me get through that moment.
Some people may find that strange, Ian, that you've been in the Royal Navy, you've been through these sort of operations which have always had this devastating effect on your sight, your speech, etc. To come through all that and then think, well, you're scared to get on a bike. Was the practical stuff easier to overcome with training and support than the emotional?
That's an interesting question. And I'm having to simp as I speak now. I think it's, I didn't say a bit of both, but it's a lot of both. And it comes in at different times. When I first came out of hospital with all my sensory impairments, it was the practical issues I had to face first. How do I eat when I can't swallow? How do I communicate when people don't understand me? How do I cross the road when I can't see a path on me? And it's taken me 2 years to not overcome it, but to push through and live with it. And then the emotions came. So, and that was so hard. Then suddenly I realized that I had maybe another 30, 40 years of this. And that emotional upheaval was, at the time, was probably tougher than the practice of business.
Do you think you've come through the other side? Are you still on that journey?
I'm perhaps going to take a different slant from some people. I'm not going to come through the other side. Medically speaking, the conditions I have are not going to disappear. So unless a miracle happens, I'm here. I don't have a vision for coming through the other side. I have a vision for surviving successfully on my journey.
Ian, we speak with people who have just lost their sight, you know, and they feel as if their world has been taken away from them. It's nothing to do with them that this has happened. It's not their fault. And they find it difficult to come to terms with everything that they'll have to do after that. And what would you say to them as someone who is still going through it, as you say?
I would say, firstly, I understand why you feel that way. I really understand that. And don't deny it. I'm not a psychologist here. But actually, don't deny those emotions. But learn how to talk to someone about them. Discuss them. And however bad you feel, don't isolate yourself. Don't isolate yourself from your friends or your family. And any help you can get, take it. But don't give up. Please don't give up. That's what I'd say.
Ian Upton, thank you for speaking with us on Insight Radio.
You're welcome.